Welcome to the Mortgage and Mindset in Minutes podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Rose, where you'll get a little on mortgage and a lot on mindset. Hello, welcome to episode Dreamers versus Doers. Which one are you? And I wanted to first thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you, not just everything mortgage. I love it. It's one of my passions. I've done it for 23 plus years. I've coached thousands of mortgage lenders across the United States and help them believe in themselves more. I could talk about interest rates all day long, bring in market experts, first-time home buyers, speaking to small business owners, big business owners about like the importance of social media. All that stuff is like, love it, love it, love it, love it. But I'm so grateful that I have this platform to talk about the mindset piece. Because I can talk strategy all day long, but without the right mindset, like your goals are getting really hard to accomplish, which kind of helps me segue into the dreamer versus the doer. So if you don't have a strong mindset and you're just like hopeful and you're the dreamer that's just like, one day I'm going to be a millionaire. One day I'm going to own my own business. One day I'm going to be top producer. One day I'm going to have a Bentley. One day I'm going to have a $3 million house, right? You're just dreaming. If you aren't taking aligned action, aka the doer piece, you're just dreaming. You're really, in a way, if you're caught at that like massively like toxic dreamer mode, you're really just procrastinating. You're really just selling a bill of goods to somebody about how amazing you will be someday. And a lot of us get caught in that because we all want to have hope. Of course, like where would we be without hope? You have to have hope, but you've got to have absolute certainty and clarity and take action. So the most dangerous level about being a dreamer is when you are just using your imagination and you're not doing anything with it. Now, there's a more balanced level of being a dreamer where you're like, okay, I want to have a best-selling book. I want to have the number one business. I want to have the best food at my restaurant. I am going to absolutely kill it in the loan business and serve $40 million worth of fundings this year. And this is how I'm going to do it. That's using your imagination, and that's something that's very necessary and very healthy to the world that we live in, especially with business entrepreneurship. If you can imagine it, you can have it. Bob Proctor says it all the time. Rest in peace. He's one of my biggest mentors that I've never met, never had the privilege to meet with. But man, if you consume his content online, you can find YouTube shorts that he's speaking for 60 seconds, and it's like the biggest aha moments, the biggest mind-blowing thing. So write down Bob Proctor. He was in The Secret. And if you haven't heard of him, he was, in my opinion, way ahead of his time, right? He's like Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale. He's just amazing. But you have to have the imagination. But here's the problem is when you just have the imagination, take a little bit of action, or you have only imagination with no action, like you're just completely falling in the category of being a dreamer. Now, if you are a doer, the doer is probably, I would have to say, the easiest way to get rich, because the imagination without aligned action is just like, it's just not going to happen. But the doer, if you take that aligned action, but you don't have that clarity, that imagination, that vision, you can still probably get there. You can make your boat go faster, right? So a doer would be somebody that like they start before they're ready. They go ready, they get to aim, and they actually fire instead of just ready and aiming and never doing anything or waiting for it to be perfect. But the doer is a little bit dangerous too, because now you're just going with no, like you're driving at 100 miles an hour with no clarity, with no roadmap. You're liable to crash. And another way of saying it is, and I heard this at church one time, and I never forgot it, and I share it in all my three-day Invincible Lender events. Most head-on collisions happen when the person in one lane slowly starts to drift into the other lane and doesn't realize it, and they get in a head-on collision. So when you're driving fast, whether you're drifting, whatever it is, with no clarity, and you're not staying like that GPS is off, or you lose that gas, that accountability, that support, and you're just like, doing, you're just thinking like, if I sit in front of my desk and I just like write some emails or respond to some emails, I've done it. Trust me, everything I teach, everything I talk about, at one point in my 23 plus years in the career, I've done it, or in my life in general. So the doer, like, I'll give you an example. I decided that It would help me focus at home if I built like a little back office shed at my old house when I was still married in 2000. I think I probably did this like 2014, 15. So about a decade ago. Oh my God, time flies. That's why you got to be a doer and a dreamer at the same time, because you don't want to be 100 years old on your deathbed and go, shoot, I should have taken that leap. I should have dreamed bigger. I should have done that thing, right? Should have been fearless, which we'll talk about in a minute. But anyways, I decided to buy from like Home Depot or something, or maybe some shed thing on the internet. Made the cutest office. I was in full on like doer mode. So I got my printer. I got my computer out there. I got a phone line. Got the blue, like the Wi-Fi little things where it makes the Wi-Fi connection stronger. I was in full on doer mode, but I didn't have clarity of how I was going to monetize that. Yes, it would be easier without the kids, you know, tugging at my leg and having them like, oh, having them, I would open their fruit snacks. They're 13 and 16 now. I don't have to open their fruit snacks. They do it on their own. But those kinds of things interrupt your pattern of progress. So I thought this would help me. But because I wasn't taking aligned action, I was just stuck in like, do, spend money. There must be a magic pill. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. I was being very short-sighted. And again, I lacked that clarity. So another thing is when I was pregnant in 2020, it was probably the roughest, I would say, week of my life. One of the roughest weeks of my life. So I had COVID. I was pregnant. This was September 2020. I was in hell with my ex-husband. He was raging on the kids, and the kids called me and said, Mom, we don't know what to do. Like, Dad's going crazy on us. And, you know, my aunt had to take me for a walk, and there was all this kind of stuff going on. And I just bawled my eyes out, and I was lifeless. I had COVID. I didn't know I had COVID yet. I just knew I was so tired. I don't know why I didn't put two and two together. I wasn't paying attention to my physical body, but I couldn't sit up without like coughing uncontrollably. But I just thought there's no way. Like, everything was shut down. Like, we didn't go out much. We were always required to wear a mask. I mean, I'm not going to give an opinion on to mask or not to mask or to homeschool or not to home, whatever. That's a totally different day, different topic that I probably don't even want to touch with the 10-foot pole, because I don't want the message to get lost in any words or opinions that I may have on that. All I know is I had COVID and I had about 10% energy. I was trying to start a podcast. I was writing a book. I had just finished my book. I was in such doer mode that I'd worn myself down. That's probably why my immune system was down, on top of being 9 months pregnant. And I remember one of my clients called and they said, because I'm always in doer mode, like I just go, so much that I don't even give myself time to be creative. And I remember I was laying, I told Bobby, my partner, I said, I got to go to the ER. Like, my kid, I'm bawling, crying. My kids are in hell right now. I feel like I can barely even sit up without coughing my face off. My stomach hurts from my diaphragm, like moving up and down. And I went to the ER and they said, yep, you have COVID. They had to put me in a separate room where nobody else could be around me. The nurses were coming in with big old like capes and hats and masks and all this stuff. And I just felt like I was like, I had leprosy or something. It was such a scary time. And I remember one of my clients texted me, hey Tiff, you haven't responded to me all day. So I assume maybe you went into labor, but if you're available, can you just tell us when the appraiser is going to come? And I was just like, if you're a lender listening to this right now, you're probably like, holy crap, this has happened to me. Well, not that extreme, but I'm sure something like this happened to you. I remember I looked at my phone and I didn't even have the strength to text back. I'm in the hospital, like text my processor or call my processor. I just dropped the phone and like my hand went lifeless. And I had just worn myself out being a doer. And one of my favorite quotes is, you really don't have to try so hard. That's why there's magic and miracles, remember? And I'm like, I loved it so much. I put it up on my vision board because it really is reminding me that there's a balance to all of this. So I hope this is resonating with you. And please give me feedback, comment. I always love to hear what I can go deeper on, what I can slow down and go like hyper in on one of my stories. Because, you know, as I like everything like now, I want to consume content. You would laugh at me, but I listen to Audibles at like 1.2 to 1.5 times faster. So I just want to consume the content super fast because I'm a doer. I want to get the information. I want to implement it. But again, when you lose sight of that vision, you're just in your doer mode. Or when you don't know what that aligned action is on the flip side, and you're just dreaming and dreaming, and it's a method to keep procrastinating, it's not going to work. There is so much power in dreaming. There is also so much power in doing. So if you embarked on this episode, and you're like, all right, I'm going to listen to what this girl has to say. Like, I want to know which one I am. You're both. You want to be creative. You want to be innovative. You want to have a vision. Good enough to move on. Like, be that doer that's like, get mo. Good enough to move on. Done is better than perfect. It doesn't have to be all like with the best microphone, the best cover art. If you wanted to start a podcast, I don't even like mine right now. I'm going to redo it at some point. But do you really care what my cover art is, really? I mean, yeah, maybe it would help me brand and get more attention better. But I just stopped working at my mortgage company because I'm a full-time coach. And so I used that old mortgage company's colors. So yes, it's on the list. I got to do that. But is that the most important thing for me right now? The most important thing is not using that as a reason to, oh, I don't have my cover art done, so I don't want to share this message that I hope so much is resonating with you. So you've got to have that done is better than perfect attitude, and you have to nurture your dreams and your goals and your vision, and not harnessing that inner dreamer in you. Like, that's a dangerous place, because then you're just thinking about worry, lack energy, that chaotic energy, because you think working harder is going to give you more money. Working harder is going to get you there faster. I also have on my vision board a tortoise, and it says survival of the fastest. So sometimes it's like, are you in slow down to speed up mode? Where, so here's what you can do. If you're like, Tiff, I resonated with being a doer. I just go, but I forgot to, like, I need to slow down to speed up. So sometimes if you're stuck as the hare, you need to be a little bit more like the tortoise and get really clear on your vision, on your roadmap of where you want to go. So there's a lot of power in slowing down and knowing that you don't have to work so hard. I'll say that quote again. You really don't have to try so hard. That's why there's magic and miracles, remember? When I read that, I'm like, I have it memorized now, and I think about it all the time. Now, you also don't want to be like, hey, there's magic and miracles, remember? So I don't have to try so hard ever. I don't have to do anything. Like, I'm just going to win the lottery. But then think about this. If you want to win the lottery, like, how many times have you said to your friends, I just want to win the lottery? Do you even buy a ticket? Do you even try? You got to take that aligned action. And that's why these two things that I'm talking about, they go hand in hand like no other. There's an art to when you're doing, when you're in your doing mode, and you've already dreamed everything, you've got that clarity, and you're like, all right, now let's go refine my art of being a doer. You have to know the role that that action is going to take to get you the results. Now, if you aren't moving the big rocks, doing your daily runs, like, the way to measure if you're more of a dreamer or a doer is if you're not getting results, you're stuck in dream mode. If you're getting sloppy results, then, or just burning money and paying for this and that, and your marketing dollars aren't being budgeted the best, and it's just like this chaos, and you're not seeing results, well, guess what? Then you're stuck in doer mode. So get really clear about where you're at right now. And listen, there's no shame, no blame, just gain, because you want to be able to assess where you're at. And the first step to making progress is that awareness, that taking, knowing what that tangible step is, or that mindset shift is, that's going to help you get to your dreams. And having a healthy mindset and giving yourself, like, getting rid of those limiting beliefs and making sure that you affirm every day, like, I am a millionaire. I am the best mom. I have affirmations right here. I am intelligent. I am patient. Like, I move through obstacles. I overcome challenges. I am organized. You're just making sure you affirm. You're programming your subconscious there. There is nothing wrong with doing that. And then, after you visualize your day and you affirm and you program your subconscious mind for the day, then you go and you do your daily goals. Now, finding balance in all of this can be a little bit tough when you think of the future. When you think of the present moment, I've actually found that it's less of a mind F. So I used to think like, okay, I'm present right now. Be present, like, touch the chair, touch my computer, remind myself I'm here. I'm in my body. I am Tiffany Rose, and I'm going to do what right now? Now, that's great, but I like to look at the present and as the next 30 to 60 minutes. What actionable goals, like plans, am I going to put in place right now in the next 60 minutes or less so I can create my future? Because remember, it's like your future is, it's all about free will in life. So your future is not set. It's whatever you do right now in the present that's going to create that future. It's going to create a reality. So I like to look at, what am I going to do every next 60 minutes in my 8-hour shift today? What does that look like? So I have a daily sheet. It's called What You Celebrate Gets Replicated. And if you look at the bottom of this podcast, you can get access to that. If you go into my official Mortgage and Mindset private Facebook group, you can get access to bonuses, freebies, things that some of my Invincible Lenders, people in my Ignite course, they have access to. I post some of those freebies in that private Facebook group. A lot of them are lenders. There's a real estate tax strategist is one of my friends, S&P Inc., my best friend Janelle. She tattoos the heads of balding men and women that are experiencing thinning hair. And she goes into that private Facebook group and we all vibe off of each other. But there's a form that's called, it's a daily sheet. And if you don't know where it is, you can't find it. When you ask for permission into the official Mortgage and Mindset, just post, hey, everybody, like anybody know where that daily sheet is? Or just comment like daily sheet somewhere on one of my videos. My team will see it. They'll ask for your email address and we'll send it right over to you. But that is the best way to celebrate your gratitude, dream big, but also become a doer in that daily, sheet will help you get those wins. So I will always say like, I want to move 3 rocks today and it's going to take me 2 hours each. Well, that's 6 hours. And you kind of got a pad for like unexpected things. So I always give myself like a 6-hour workday and I end up working 8-9 hours sometimes because I am not going to stop until my dreams are fulfilled, but I need to take that aligned action. So then I celebrate my wins and successes because when you stay in the gap and that lack, like it's that scarcity of time mindset where you're like, oh shoot, I didn't get enough done, then your dreams are going to fizzle away because you're going to feel defeated every single day. So that daily sheet will help you balance everything, your imagination, and actually the work that you put into it. Remember, you know, failure is not fatal. Our brains were hardwired millions of years ago to survive. They were not wired to have success. We were not born with success. We were not born with all of the subconscious programming to know like, I can do all things. I can do anything I put my mindset to. Like mistakes are fine. It means I'm growing. Appreciate overwhelm because that also means I'm growing. But we were not hardwired that way. So anytime you give in to fear, I want you to tell yourself like fear is false evidence appearing real. I want you to change that to finally eager and ready. Start even if you're not ready, but make sure that you always keep your eye on that end game. Like how many downloads do you want to get on your podcast? How many loans do you want to fund per month? How many houses do you want to own in your lifetime? How many kids do you want to have, right? You decide it, you got to plan it out, all right? So I mean, life is very hard to plan out. I have learned that like no other, especially that I wanted 2 kids, I wanted 2 girls, and then I ended up over 40 years old having this beautiful baby boy. He's been like the light of our life. He's just amazing. But yeah, I definitely didn't like put that on my roadmap. But the more clear you are, like the more, oh gosh, I'll say this. When I wrote down what I wanted in a man, and I got very clear, and if there was, and wrote down like what the red flags would be, because I never wanted to be in a relationship anymore where I was the doer, somebody else was killing my dreams, and I felt very unsupported. I didn't feel like I could like go figure. I love to ramble on. I couldn't ramble on to the person because they would like argue with me. So I got really freaking clear about what I wanted from a husband. And it's like it dropped in my lap. Like the second I spoke it, remember, again, spelling is spell. You can cast a spell with your words, right? And it's your choice if you want to cast a beautiful spell with positive energy, or if you want to say like, I suck, I'm impatient, I'm unorganized, I'm not good at that, I'll never be a top producer. Like watch what you say, right? Even when you say, this is a great point of watch your words. Even when you say, what's the worst that's going to happen? I may as well try. you don't realize it, but you're challenging the universe. And so the universe doesn't know the difference between negative or positive. So I swear, like, kid you not, I mean, I'm a Christian woman. I go to church almost every Sunday, and I am full believer in Jesus and God. But I love talking about the universal stuff. I mean, if God made the universe, I can talk about that. I don't have to pick one or the other, right? But I do know from studying the laws of attraction, like all of that stuff, to me, it happens. If I say what's the worst that's going to happen, the universe is going to show me what the worst is going to happen. It's like fail proof. It's almost like within an hour, I get shown like some more bad news. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So now I cast a more positive spell and I ask the universe, can you show me how this is going to be the most beneficial to my business? Can you show me how this will be the smartest move? Can you give me a sign on how I'm going to benefit thousands, millions of souls throughout the world, right? And you ask for that. And so that's why I say be careful. So when you dream, dream big, but also don't tell yourself that you're not going to be able to do that thing. And let me leave you with this. Anytime you get stuck and you're like, all right, I got ready. I went to AIM. I went to go fire and I'm stuck. I don't like the quality of the work. I don't like the script that I wrote, that video that I shot. Like, first to me, go and just do it, just finish it out and fire anyways. But if you truly do get stuck, whether it's technology or financially, or you just don't know what the next best step is, and you're absolutely stuck, then you ask who, not how. Now, instead of saying like, how can I stop being a dreamer? Okay, great. I'm going to take aligned action. Okay. How can I take that action? When you get stuck, now I ask myself, who can help me out of this rut? Who can get me unstuck? Who knows this better than me? Who can I pay to get this thing done? Who can I reach out for advice that maybe will be able to hook me up a little bit and help me through this like little rut that I'm in? So asking who, not how, there's a book about it. And that's a great way for when you're like, all right, I listened to Tiff's podcast and she, hopefully Tiff inspired me and I'm going to go take action because I do not want to be that person that's 99 and I have no time left. And I'm like, all right, I dreamt my whole life and I didn't do crap. Or when you're the doer and you're like, all right, I go, go, go. And I do, but it's chaotic and there's no plan and whatever. Just know that I got your back. I got you covered. Like, when you get stuck in doer mode and you're absolutely stuck, like, ask who, not how. I'm always here to support and help because, man, have I been through the struggles that some of, you know, you as the listener has probably been through. I have been in situations where I cried like tears of absolute anger because I did not know what the next best step was. I felt like I will never be like that influencer that has 250,000 followers. I'll never be an author. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. And I was absolutely stuck to the point where I sat there in my living room and I sat on the carpet and I just quieted my mind and tears of anger were pouring out. And I just felt myself say out loud, like, I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. And I heard a voice, and this is just my higher self, or I didn't like literally hear a voice, so don't think I'm crazy here, but my intuition told me, be your authentic self. Be your authentic self. And I'm like, be authentic. But what does that mean? I don't know what I'm talking about. I just joined this course, and they told me I should do this and that, and I'm just a mortgage lender, and I'm just this, and I'm just that. Every single person listening has a God-given purpose, has an authentic, unique energy ID that all you have to do is stop talking about it and actually activate it, right? So figure out ways, like brainstorm after this and just say, here's your success work. How do you stay true to yourself in an artificial world? How do you stay true to yourself when you're on Instagram comparing yourself? Remember, a comparison is the killer of all joy. So how do you break out of that and find your authentic self? In my opinion, sit down, quiet your mind, let the meditation sink in and get your inspiration, get your ideas, journal. Like, there's something magical about putting pen to paper. And if you just sit there and say like, wow, like celebrate all your wins that you've had in your life. Like, you make yourself a badass list, like why you're so badass. And if you really get stuck and meditation didn't work, journaling didn't work, like listening to this podcast didn't work, email like five of your friends, ask them the same question. hey, bestie, can you tell me, hey, husband, hey, wife, hey, you know, if you have adult children or even like a 16-year-old daughter, I would do this with my daughter. She's very intuitive and she's very intelligent and she loves me. So she's going to give me her her best advice without any kind of like envy or jealousy or haterism or haterade, whatever. Email it and say, I want to be my best version of myself, my authentic self. I'm trying to find my authentic voice. Can you give me like three examples of how I've helped you, how I've served you, how I've helped you out of a rut? And I swear, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't even have five people to ask, or I'm afraid that I've never helped anybody, there's your problem right there. It's not that you're not a dreamer. It's not that you're not a doer. You're just selfishly working, trying to either get more money or selfishly working, thinking that like with this grandiose, like arrogant attitude, you got a law of contribution, right? You've got to get out there and help people. And so I'm sure that if you're listening to this, this will not be you. So if it is, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And if it's not, and you're like, oh, I've helped millions of people. I could think of 10 people. Go email five of them. I can almost guarantee that they all say the same thing about you. That right there is your purpose. That right there is what you've got to go out there and teach and how you want to serve the community. So go out there, email your friends, get it back, sit down, quiet your mind, use your big, big imagination, your big audacious goals of everything you want. Write it down, like cast a positive spell on that journal, on that that badass list that your best version of yourself is going to accomplish, and then go write down how you're going to take aligned action on that. Because whatever it is that your friends all say about you, that's where the magic is. So I hope that I helped you today. And the bottom line is, are you a dreamer? Are you a doer? You're both. You just got to stay balanced, keep your mindset right. I love you. Thank you for listening. And I will see you on the next one.